Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcasts, including The Amazing World of Radio. Right now, we're doing a series with Top Secret, starring Ilona Massey. That'll be coming to an end soon. And then we'll be getting into an Olivia de Havilland tribute. And then our fall series, so much going on there with some really interesting radio programs. And we've covered so many with tributes to Jack Webb and Kirk Douglas and Julie Bennett, as well as our summer series, our baseball series. So much to check out. Go to amazing.greatdetectives.net. There's the video version of this podcast, videotheater.greatdetectives.net, where we'll be featuring a Dick Tracy movie coming up this weekend. And then also check out our World War II podcast, thewar.greatdetectives.net. That's thewar.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time to get into today's episodes of Dick Tracy. The original air dates, February 14th, February 15th, 1938. And let's go ahead and take a listen.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Once again, the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two nourishing, delicious cereals that are shot from guns, bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy adventure. Hear those big guns? They're making Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice, those two delicious cereals that are shot from guns right in the Quaker plant, to give you nourishing wheat and rice in their most digestible form. The wholesome, sun-ripened grains are actually exploded to 8 times their normal size, and that makes them especially easy to digest, so thousands of boys and girls and grown-ups the country over can get the trigger-fast food energy they need to be as alert and strong as Dick Tracy is, quickly and easily. And you get it in 2 swell breakfasts that taste even better than they look, and boy, they look good. Mother and Dad enjoy puffed wheat and puffed rice, too, because they're so different from ordinary cereals. The plump, crisp, nut-like grains of goodness fairly melt in your mouth. So join that great, happy family of thousands of puffed wheat and puffed rice fans. Ask Mother to get you some Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice from the grocer. In our last episode, we learned how Dryden Small, the Egyptologist whom Dick Tracy had been trying to protect, was seriously wounded by Humi Batik, the man with the yellow face. Batik claimed that Small had stolen from the cult of Osiris a black pearl said to be the heart of the god of Osiris. Tracy, who had been shot in the leg while Batik was escaping, is trying to solve 2 problems. Where is Humi Batik, and where is the Black Pearl of Osiris? As we continue our story, we find ourselves at the pier where the SS Marvania has just docked. Tracy, Pat, and Junior have been watching the passengers disembark, trying to find Humi Batik, when suddenly...
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Tracy. I would never have suspected that Humi Batik might be hiding in that mummy case. It would never have occurred to me.
Well, we're not sure he's in there yet. He may not be, you know.
Mm. Yeah, there's something to that.
All right, boys, pry up that lid.
Okay.
Draw your gun, Pat, and stand ready. You may need it.
Right. There you go. Well, we were wrong. The man with the yellow face isn't here. That's a mummy, all right, Dick.
Yes, yes, so it is. Stand back, Julia. Just to be sure, Pat, I think I'll put a bullet in it.
No, not Tracy. In the name of Osiris, I command you, stop.
Dick, it's not a mummy after all. It's Batik, the man with the yellow face. I recognize his voice.
Yes, yes, and so do I. I rather suspected he'd be there. Unwind that sheet, boys.
Yes, sir.
Come on, boys. Come on. Hurry it up. Hurry it up. Come on. Pull him aside there.
Take the wrappings off his feet.
Yeah, they're off now, Mr. Tracy.
Thanks. Well, Batique, have you anything to say?
What can I say, Mr. Tracy? You have captured me. I bow to you, sir.
You had your duty to do as you saw it, Batique, and I had mine.
If I was to be caught, I'm glad it was by you, Mr. Tracy. At least you understand and respect my purpose. One thing only do I regret. I did not find the Black Pearl of Osiris before you caught me.
Take him to the tombs, Pat.
Where are you going?
Down to headquarters at once to see Dr. Goldman and get this bullet probed out of my leg. It's beginning to hurt pretty badly.
That hurts, I know, Tracy, but I'll have it in a few moments.
Go ahead, Dr. Goldman. I can stand it.
Gosh, Dick, does it hurt that bad? You sure can take it.
Well, it could take almost anything, Junior, if you make up your mind to it.
One moment now, Tracy. I believe I've got the bullet. There it is.
Peculiar-looking thing. Smallest bullet I've ever seen.
Yes, I've never seen one quite like it. Cooper, the ballistics expert, would be very much interested in this bullet.
And I'm very much interested myself. The ballistics department is right across the hall. Why don't you call Cooper in? I'd like him to take this bullet and examine it for markings.
All right. Here, I'll put this temporary dressing on. Be back in a moment.
That bullet came from Dryden Small's gun, didn't it, Dick?
Yes, Junior. Peculiar little gun.
Say, Dick, have you got any idea where the Black Pearl of Osiris can be?
Not the slightest, Junior. But I've got to find it.
You don't feel towards this Batique fella the way you do towards, well, towards criminals, do you, Dick?
Well, he's wounded a man and must pay for it, Junior. He's a criminal, yes. But he, too, has certain rights. And I must do all in my power to recover for him and his people that which has been stolen from them. That Black Pearl is theirs. It's part of their religion. And I'm going to see that they get it back.
Well, Tracy, I hear the doc has relieved you of a piece of lead. Didn't know you were going in for collecting them on your person.
Cooper, come on in.
Right.
Yes, here it is. What do you think of it?
Yeah, the queerest looking bullet I've ever seen. Like to add it to my collection, if you don't mind, Tracy.
Not at all, Cooper. But I'd like to have a report on it first, if you don't mind.
Sure thing. I'll analyze it this afternoon and give you my detailed findings by this evening.
Thanks a lot, Cooper. Well, Doc, if you'll just bandage that leg up, I'll be getting down to the tombs. I want to have a talk with Humi Batique.
Batique's in cell 4, down this way, Mr. Tracy.
Thank you. Come on, Junior.
Yeah, right behind you, Dick.
Hey, someone here to see you, Batique.
I have no wish to see anyone.
It's Tracy, Batique.
Oh, Tracy, welcome. I am afraid I cannot offer you a great deal in the way of comfort.
Oh, that's quite all right. Comfort's a small matter.
I do not believe I have met the young man with you.
Oh, this is Junior.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
I am glad to see, Mr. Tracy, that your leg has not been seriously injured. I have worried about it. You see, I am not really a criminal. I detest force in any shape, but it was necessary.
Well, fortunately, that pearl-handled revolver belonging to Dryden Small was a toy and nothing more.
Ah, yes, Small. How is he, Mr. Tracy? I have been worried about even him.
He's in the hospital. He's been placed under arrest and be removed to prison as soon as possible.
And what of me, Mr. Tracy?
Well, Batique, a board of inquiry is investigating your case now. Much as I understand your motives for what you did, despite the fact you say it was in self-defense, the machine of the law must take its course.
I understand perfectly. I do not care what happens to me, so long as I know the Black Pearl of Osiris is safe. Have you found it as yet?
Not as yet. But since it was stolen from you, it's my duty to find it and return it if I can. The question is, once I've found the pearl, how can I return it to Egypt? I'm afraid you may not be in a position to take it yourself.
Quite right. However, there is a representative of the cult of Osiris here in America. He has been to visit me, and he is taking care of matters for me. Once the Black Pearl is found, he will carry it back to Egypt and to Osiris.
I see. You know, Batik, for the life of me, I can't understand why Small stole that Black Pearl. It isn't valued that highly, in money at least.
It has some monetary value, yes. But it has even a greater value to collectors of, shall I say, curiosities?
I see.
Here in America, there is a group of men who make their living by stealing treasures. Treasures of art and other things, such as the Black Pearl. These men will stop at nothing to get that black pearl. And by the way, let me warn you against these treacherous forces if you should find the black pearl. From the moment you get the pearl in your possession, your life will be in danger.
If these men are as powerful as you say they are, how did you intend to get the black pearl back to Egypt safely? And if I find the pearl, how will your friend hope to get it back safely?
You see this ring on my finger, Mr. Tracy?
Yes?
Gee, that's a strange-looking ring. Has a scarab on top of it.
Yes. This is the luck ring of Osiris.
The luck ring?
Yes. Wherever I am, whatever trouble I may be in, I have but to rub this ring, and Osiris will do what is best for me.
You just rub the ring and you have good luck, huh?
Precisely, my young friend.
Then you placed complete confidence in this ring. You felt that it would protect the Black Pearl until you reached Egypt.
Yes, I have every confidence in it, as should all who own one like it. But it is more than a ring of good luck, Mr. Tracy. Look.
Gee, the top comes off. There's a secret compartment in the ring, huh?
Ah, yes, a secret compartment made to fit the Black Pearl. I intended to put the pearl in there, seal the ring, and carry it back with me to Egypt in that manner.
Hmm. Well, that would have been a very clever hiding place. Few people would suspect that that fascinating ring contained a secret compartment.
Boy, I'd like to have a ring like that. I could carry secret messages in it and everything.
After you find the pearl, you will have to keep it with you a few days. A friend of mine will come to you for it. And so, here is my ring. Take it. Keep it with you always.
I can only say thank you, Batik. I will continue the search for the Black Pearl. I have a feeling I'm going to find it. And it's my hope that in a short time you will be able to return once again to your own country, to Egypt, and to Osiris.
That is most kind of you, Mr. Tracy.
Excuse me, Mr. Tracy.
Yes?
There's a phone call for you, sir.
Oh, I'll be right there. Well, Batik, I'll see you again soon. And thank you for the Ring of Osiris.
Remember the secret compartment. Remember also that wherever you are, whatever trouble you are in, you have a great friend in Osiris. A great friend worthy of great faith and capable of bringing you good luck at all times.
Thanks again. Coming, Junior?
Yeah, sure. Gee, that sure is a swell ring.
This phone?
Yes, Mr. Tracy.
Thanks. Hello?
Hello, Tracy.
Oh, hello, Cooper. What is it?
Tracy, come down here to the Ballistics Bureau as fast as you can.
But what is it? What's happened?
Tracy, that bullet they took out of your leg is the most amazing bullet I've ever seen, in more ways than one. I can't talk on the phone, but for heaven's sake, get down here as fast as you can.
What is Cooper of the Ballistics Bureau so excited about? Why does he want Dick Tracy to come down as fast as he can? Strange adventures await the great detective and his friends. But now it's time for the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting. And the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those specially delicious, nourishing cereals, invite you to attend. Here's Dick Tracy, Jr., your patrol president now.
The meeting will now come to order. Say, wasn't that some ring that Humi Batik gave to Dick? Boy, it has lots of lucky symbols on it. And you should see the secret compartment in it.
Dick will be always able to use that ring, won't he?
You bet. He can carry secret messages in the hidden compartment. Well, I wish I had a ring like that.
Well, let's get then down to business now, Junior.
All right. You know, I almost forgot. I'm so excited about that ring. But today, Dick Tracy sends his congratulations to all the patrol members who were promoted to the rank of sergeant this week.
You know, Dick wants every boy and girl in the patrol to win promotion to the rank of sergeant. So if you haven't started to yet, look in your secret code book and see how you can be appointed a sergeant so you can wear the big, special sergeant's badge, too. But let's not forget, Junior, that Dick Tracy wants every real, red-blooded American boy and girl to join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol first.
So if you aren't a member now, join right away and show Dick Tracy that you're with him and for him.
It's so easy. You just tear off the tops of two packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice or one of each, and then put them in an envelope with your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper and mail them to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Then you're a full-fledged member of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol, and you get your secret code book, your patrol pledge, and your member's badge, all free.
So send your two Quaker Puffed Wheat
or Quaker Puffed Rice Box Tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago, fellas and girls. And remember, send the top of the package that says, Three Wrappings Guard It's Christmas. There's probably a package or two of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in the pantry right now. Look to see. But if there isn't, Mother will be glad to get some Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's, so ask her to get you some. Tell Mother how Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to make them especially easy to digest, so that you get their trigger-fast food energy more quickly and easily. Ask her to get some for you.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at the same time. That is all. Adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Now the makers of nourishing, delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you the thrilling Dick Tracy Detective Adventures. There go the guns. That's the sound that means lots of delicious, nourishing breakfast for thousands of wide-awake boys and girls and grown-ups every day. That's the sound you hear when puffed wheat and puffed rice are shot from special guns in the Quaker plant to give you wheat and rice in their most digestible form. The grains are actually exploded to 8 times their size. Each tiny, hard-to-digest food cell is unlocked, made specially easy to digest. And that's important, because the easier your food digests, the quicker you get the food energy you need to make you alert in thought and action like Dick Tracy. So tell Mother about that special Quaker process and ask her to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's. Dick Tracy, in search of a black pearl belonging to the Egyptian cult of Osiris, was given a ring containing a secret compartment by Umi Batik, a member of the cult. Batik, whom Tracy had captured, told him that if he found the black pearl, to conceal it in the ring. In our last episode, Dick received a call from Cooper of the Ballistics Bureau, who had been examining a bullet which the doctor had taken from Tracy's leg. It seems that the bullet was peculiar in more ways than one. Will Tracy find the Black Pearl of Osiris? And what has Cooper discovered about the bullet that makes it so interesting? Our scene, the Ballistics Bureau.
Well, Cooper, what's all the excitement about?
Tracy, I've been examining that bullet the doctor took from your leg.
You mean the bullet that Humi Batik fired from Dryden's small, tiny revolver?
Why, has Tracy had any other bullets fired into him?
No. Go on, Cooper.
All right. Well, at first I was chiefly interested in examining and photographing the markings on it. And then I decided to open it to examine the lead more carefully for weight and material, you know.
Yes, go on. That's the usual ballistic procedure.
Yes, but this isn't what we usually find. I opened it. And here's what was inside.
The Black Pearl of Osiris.
Gosh!
Then it is the Black Pearl, Tracy?
Without a doubt. Well, this is the most amazing thing that's happened to me in a long time.
You were carrying the Black Pearl around with you in that bullet and didn't know it.
Yes. And now I understand why Dryden Small kept that pearl-handled revolver near him at all times. Because one of the bullets contained the Black Pearl of Osiris.
Well, there it is. Now, don't forget, you promised to let me keep the bullet for my collection.
And that still goes. You can keep the bullet.
All right.
But I'll take the Black Pearl. I've got to see that this Black Pearl gets into the hands of the people it rightfully belongs to.
You talk as if that's going to be a hard, hard job.
It is, Cooper. Because there are others who also want to get this pearl. By this time, they know that Dryden Small is confined to the hospital, that the Black Pearl is in the hands of another person. It won't take them long to find out that I am that other person. Then I believe the fun will start.
Well, what are you going to do with the thing?
For the time being, until I contact the people it belongs to, I'm going to hold on to it. Watch. I take the top off this ring, and there you see a secret compartment into which I can place the black pearl.
Gosh, Dick, I can't get over that ring. It's a beauty.
Now then, I'll put the top on again, and there we are. The black pearl is now reasonably safe until I can put it into the hands of the proper person.
It's a very attractive-looking ring, Tracy. I've never seen one like it before.
It's more than just attractive. It's a mysterious ring, given to Dick by Humi Batik. Batik claims it will bring good luck to you whenever you need it.
Yes, yes, I wonder what adventures and troubles will follow in the wake of this black pearl now that I have got it.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Cooper, there's a group of men who make their living stealing art treasures. And this black pearl is one of them. These men sell these treasures to wealthy but dishonest collectors. Dryden Small is one of their agents. They know by now that Small is temporarily out of the picture. Why, at this very moment, they're probably plotting just how to get it.
Silence. The High Mogul will speak.
Gentlemen of the Society, we are met here this evening to discuss various matters, the most important of which is regaining possession of the Black Pearl of Osiris.
With Small in the hospital, how are we going to find the pearl?
Are any of you aware of the method Small used for concealing the Black Pearl? I devised the method. Until now, it was my secret, mine and Dryden Small's. That Black Pearl, gentlemen, was molded into a special bullet and placed in a special pearl-handled revolver for safe concealment.
And who has that revolver now?
Dick Tracy.
That means, then, we're going to have a hard time getting it.
The pearl-handled revolver no longer interests us.
You mean the bullet has been fired?
Exactly. And the pearl has been found by the Police Ballistic Bureau. It is now in the possession of Dick Tracy. It is being carried in a special secret ring made for it, called the Ring of Osiris.
A secret ring?
We have two objectives now. One, the Black Pearl of Osiris. The other, the secret ring of Osiris. I would like to have it in my possession.
And how are you going to get it, Mogul?
Well, we number among us, as you know, a gentleman from Madagascar. Will you step forward, Remo?
I am yours to command, High Mogul.
Remo, you came to us with a reputation. You are supposed to be extremely expert with the silken cord. Is that not so?
I am proud of my reputation.
Well, you will need all your skill and knowledge for, let me warn you, Dick Tracy is no ordinary victim. He's a man of great physical strength and great mental resources. Perhaps he will prove too powerful and clever for you.
No one escapes the silken cord of death.
How will you go about your work, Remo?
I shall bide my time. I shall hide in the rear of Tracy's car at such time when I know he will be alone in that car.
But how will you know this?
I shall climb to Tracy's window. I shall keep close check upon Tracy from there. Listen to his conversation. Find out when he is going to use the car alone. And then, High Mogul, I shall conceal myself in the back seat. At the right moment, I will leap upon Dick Tracy.
Then we can depend on you?
Have no doubt of that. I have never failed. Once the silken cord has fallen, Tracy will be no more.
Dick, you're a great detective. And as a crooner, my oh my.
I sing, my critical friend, not because I sing well, but because I feel well. Yep, I'm very happy tonight. Things seem to be breaking right.
A little threat like the death hanging over your head doesn't mean a thing, does it?
By this time, Pat, you want to know that threats may not mean a thing. Where's the large bath towel?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Besides, showing that you're scared of a threat doesn't happen to be my style.
Oh, I can't help wishing this Black Pearl business is finished. You've got the thing in that ring there, haven't you?
Yep, yeah, I have.
Well, Junior's eyes shine every time he talks to that ring. By the way, do you really believe this ring brings good luck to the wearer?
Well, we'll soon know just how lucky it is.
By the way, Dick, when is that friend of Batik's going to come for the pearl?
I don't know, Pat.
Well, how will you know when he does come?
He'll use the secret password that Batik and I have arranged. If he doesn't know the password, well...
Then you know he's one of that gang Batik warned you about?
Exactly. You know, Pat, this gang that Batik has told me so much about, I'd like nothing better than to get my hands on them, round them up, finish them for good.
Well, it's a trick you've done before, Dick, with Blackie Moran and the Baron. Neither Moran nor the Baron were pushovers.
Well, neither is this mob. Don't make the mistake of underestimating them. Is the car downstairs?
Yeah. I drove it over because I got a date tonight.
Hey, hold on. This is my night to use the car.
Huh?
You had it last night and the night before.
Oh, but Dick, I got a date.
Oh, sorry, old man, but so have I, with Tess. I was supposed to have the car last night. I'll let you use it instead. Nope, I'm afraid I'll have to insist on having it tonight.
Well, okay, Legree. You can have the chariot. You take so few nights off, anyway. I wouldn't be the pal I want to be if I said anything.
See, I promised Tess I'd take her for a drive up the shore road tonight. Perhaps we'll stop off someplace and dance.
Hmm. How long has it been since you were on a dance floor, Dick?
Why?
I'll bet you're rusty and out of practice.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Wait a minute. What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard something at the window.
Oh?
I'll have a look. So sure I heard something. Guess I was mistaken.
No, Pat. You weren't.
Huh?
Look there.
Where?
That flower pot here in the fire escape has been moved. I remember putting it over on this side.
Well, maybe someone else moved
it. No, I don't think so. Look, the wet spot where the water soaked through.
Yeah?
If that pot had been moved an hour or so ago, the water would have dried up. Still wet. That pot was moved less than 15 minutes ago, Pat.
Well, what does it mean, Dick?
It means, Pat, that I've been spied on.
You mean someone's been at this window watching us?
And listening to everything we've said. It started.
What started?
The attempt to get the Black Pearl of Osiris away from me.
How do you know that, Dick?
Wait a minute. Hello? Oh, hello, Tess. Yes, yes, dear, I'll be right over. Yes, yes, the car's waiting downstairs. Won't take me more than 10 minutes. All right, dear. What? Yes, yes, I know I've been neglecting you, but... And it's nice if you'll understand. Yeah, yeah, it's a grand night for a drive. Right. Goodbye, dear.
Now, listen, Dick, be careful, will you? Anything may happen.
Don't worry, Pat. It'll be all right.
But I am worried about you. Well, there's the chariot waiting for you. It's all yours, Dick.
Sorry, I've got to deprive you of it, Pat. Can I drop you anywhere?
No, I'll walk. It's not far from Irene's house. See you tomorrow, Dick. Take care of yourself, will you?
I've always managed to. Good night, Pat.
Night.
We know, but Tracy does not, that Remo lies concealed in the back of Tracy's car while the detective drives to Jess Trueheart's home. Will Remo succeed in his devilish scheme? Tracy is on the spot. Well, let's hope the secret ring of Osiris will really guard the pearl for Tracy, because he'll certainly need luck to escape this time. And now for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, which the makers of tasty, nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice invite every active, alert boy and girl to attend. So stand by, because here's Dick Tracy, Jr. now.
The meeting will now come to order, and today we have a special announcement for you from Dick Tracy.
Yes. Dick has asked us to tell you patrol members that he has a big surprise for you.
And he's going to tell you all about it on Friday. He won't even tell me now.
Nor me. But if Dick has something up his sleeve for all the patrol members, you can be sure it's well worthwhile waiting a few days for.
And that's another thing, fellas and girls. If you haven't joined the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol yet, do it right away, before Dick Tracy springs his big surprise.
Yes, indeed. And listen, patrol members, if any of your friends haven't joined yet, tell them to join now, so they won't miss all the fun.
Why don't you tell everyone how to join the patrol, Mr. Quaker Man, just in case some of the fellas and girls don't know.
All right, Junior. Here's all you do, boys and girls. Just tear the tops off two packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice, or one of each. Then mail the two box tops with your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Remember the address. It's Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Right. And listen, patrol members, if I were you, I would start saving Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice box tops right now. You'll be mighty glad you did when Dick Tracy tells us what his big surprise is. As soon as one of those famous red and blue packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice is empty, tear off the top and save it. To
Be sure it's the top panel that says, Three Wrappings Guard It's Christmas. Look in the pantry today to see if there's some there now. If not, ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's. Those two tasty trigger-fast cereals are shot from guns, you know, to give you and thousands of other wide-awake boys and girls and grown-ups two of the most delicious, nourishing breakfasts you've ever enjoyed.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans, stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.
Welcome back. Tracy, did it ever occur to you that maybe you should put the Black Pearl in a safe deposit box rather than carrying it around with you? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, at least in the world of the story, for him to be carrying it around. Now, I do sense a promotion coming up around this ring. And if that's going to happen, then it makes sense from the advertiser perspective that you're going to promote the ring a whole lot and get a lot of people to respond and to get the ring. That doesn't mean that it makes sense in-universe. I did enjoy Tracy and Pat fighting over the car, and I appreciated Pat being so noble about giving up the car and saying a true friend wouldn't even mention it and kind of going over the top and mentioning it. Oh, not, I guess, too far over the top. Well, listener comments and feedback now, and we have this from Tom, who writes in on Twitter, I love the Black Pearl of Osiris storyline. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate the comment, Tom. And I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Kevin, Patreon supporter since March 2019, currently supporting us at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. All right, well, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for The Man Called X. Next Tuesday, another episode of Dick Tracy. And then next Saturday, be sure and listen for a previously uncirculated episode of Police Blotter. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.